Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I just love this show and I love the people.
Woo.
Hey, everyone. Caitlin Madison and Des, Don't Bite Me Fletcher.
What's up?
I'm telling you. And this program is sponsored by P4P Muscle. We won't be petting or doing anything else on the air. The number one drug-free sponsorship foundation. In the world, hands-free and feet-free of ankles. Okay, if you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for someone not to bite or pet and a solid foundation to stand on, like a Mack truck through ice cream, and a vehicle to drive your goals and everything I just said, check us out at p4pmuscle.com. And now, let's stop laughing. And let's talk.
Oh,
oh
my
goodness.
Welcome. Welcome to P4P. Let's have a chuckle and then talk. Real talk. So glad to have you here. Happy Tuesday. All right. We're pulling it together. Oh, you know what it is? We are just so giddy. We can't even stand it because we have one of our absolute favorites on the show tonight, and he is so pumped, so super pumped, and I think it's just rubbed off on the both of us. I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
Yes. Oh, yes. And if well, I don't even have words. Oh, it's so exciting, though. I mean, like, it's a competition season starting, and everybody's excited, and, you know,
yes.
My goodness, the Natural Shelter States Classic has some phenomenal athletes, and I just
oh
know that the people that didn't get first and second that are just primed and ready for something like the Diva Classic. I'm spilling the beans a little bit early, but I'll let you take it from there.
Leaf, tell the people what's up. Tell them hello.
Oh, sorry about that. I was still in awe of that amazing intro. How's it going, Caitlin? What's going on, Desiree?
Hey, we are just loving it that you're here with us tonight. So for those, everybody we're talking to should know who you are, but if they don't know who you are, why don't you give them a little taste?
All right. Well, my name is Leif Anderson. I am a GFAC promoter. My wife and I, the beautiful Stephanie Anderson, we promote the DPAC Diva Classic, which is an all-women's event. That's actually the Saturday, April 30th. We also promote, and this may be news to somebody on the interview panel here, but we actually also promote the DFAC USA Championships and the DFAC Minnesota Mayhem.
Awesome.
And we have the Minnesota Mayhem, and we actually just announced a week ago I'm taking over promoting the Michigan Roar, the DFAC Michigan Roar.
Awesome.
So,
I was just looking
oh, yeah.
at that because that's coming up in, that's the same weekend too, right? Is it April 29th? Do I have that right?
So that's going to be next. So we actually had the Roar last weekend.
Okay, yeah.
That was actually my first time there. I sat on the judging panel as head judge. It's an amazing event. They have CrossFit, powerlifting, strongman. So I mean, there's a lot of things that they bring to to that event. And unfortunately, the Roar just didn't reach its potential. The numbers weren't quite what they wanted. So instead of kind of dividing, spreading themselves thin, Kristen, amazing DPAC promoter, instead of spreading herself so thin with so many events that day, she actually passed the reins on to me. So I'm going to be zeroed in on the DPAC Roar for next season, and that's actually April 29th of 2017.
Okay.
I'll be promoting that event as well.
We've got to show in April now.
Mark my words, April 29th, 2017, if you are in the Michigan area, I'm going to lump in natural bodybuilding, NPC, doesn't matter what federation. The Roar next season, the DPAC Roar, will be the event in Michigan. So if you are a bodybuilder, bikini competitor, figure competitor, athletic physique, and you're natural, I hope to see you at the Roar, because that will be the event in Michigan.
Now, Leif, I got one question. I just got one question. You're providing the water, right?
we're going to have water, yep.
Okay, then I'm good.
Are you gonna clue us in as to why the hydration is so important?
No.
No?
We don't want the show to become political.
Oh, okay. All right, well,
yeah, we're gonna have plenty
joke.
Of plenty of bottled water for the Michigan crew.
There you go.
All right. So just as a recap, because we've had kind of a zany start to this show, so appreciate all you guys hanging in there with us. But Leif Anderson, DFAC promoter extraordinaire, several shows going on. Diva Classic coming up this weekend. Going to talk about that in a second. The USA Championships in June, St. Paul, Minnesota, coming up. DFAC World Finals, that's down the road a little bit, but that's in Miami. That's just a culmination of all of these events coming up. And Leif just took over the DFAC Roar, which is indeed April 29th, but it's next year. So DFAC, up-and-coming, awesome organization, very much competitor first. You are taking this bull by the horns and just making leaps, bounds, strides in everything that you do. Why don't we start with the Diva Classic and just talk to us about some of the exciting things that you've got planned. I mean, you were sharing with us earlier that, you know, the athletes probably don't even know what they're walking into. You've got so many things in line for them. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it if you can, or unless you're holding it all, you know, until the weekend so it's a surprise.
No, absolutely. So this is our first event for Minnesota for the season. It's an all-women's event. My wife, Stephanie, who is very much pregnant right now, nine months, she's actually due May 15th, has been a rock star. I mean, she truly is my rock. You know, not only for the home life, taking care of me, and for those that really know that she has her hands full with the hat, you know, really taking the bull by the horns with the event, too. Her, you know, she's a competitor herself, and she's bringing to this event, everything that she would want to see as an athlete herself. So, you know, I know a lot of people raved for, like, the competitor bags that we had at last fall's Minnesota Mayhem. You know, the full-size Sivation bags, supplement samples, you know, the sponsors really stepped up. I didn't think I was going to be able to say this, but without question, I can say this. What Stephanie has put together for the competitor bags for the Diva blows the Mayhem out of the water. So when it comes to what we're doing for our athletes, the competitor bags, mark my words, and I would challenge any show, any federation, any promoter, put your swag bags to the test. I truly feel these are going to be the best competitor bags in the country. So prove me wrong, you know, the season's young. I would love to see a show step up and beat these competitor bags. For the good of the athlete, you know, I'm going to put a challenge out there. PNBA, IFPA, NGCA, DFAC, I would like to see a better competitor bag than what we're bringing to the table for the Diva.
All right, you heard it here first. Challenge has been issued, and we're going to help spread the word for that too, because I want to see. I want to see if anybody steps up and see if they can touch it.
Exactly, and that's what it's all about. You know, it's about raising the bar for the ad. It's not for bragging rights. It's not to line our pockets or for, you know, to say, hey, we have the best, you know, competitor bag. You know, this is what it should be. We need to be giving back to the competitors. And without the athletes, we can't have these shows. You know, I know we have so many federations, so many organizations, so many shows, and we kind of lost focus what this sport is supposed to be about. It's for the athletes. You know, I can't imagine one single promoter that got into this game without a love for the sport, because if they got into the game for the money, they probably, and that's wrong. I mean, there's very little, you know, money, you know, in the sport. So don't forget where you came from. You came from, it's through the eyes of the competitor. You know, and that's why we're in this. And, you know, we just got to make sure that we're not cutting corners, you know, to line our own pockets when we lose sight of, you know, it's the athletes that fuel this organization. You know, so we have great competitor bags. And I know, you know, it seems insignificant, but hey, what competitor, you know, it's an expensive sport. To get a little bit back, even if it means some samples in a swag bag, it means a lot. It really, really does. So, you know, in addition to, I quote, the best competitor bags in the country, for our overall winners, for our DFAC pros, we have exclusive pro jackets. These are not for sale. I mean, these are some pretty, out of lack of better description, they're badass jackets. You know, let me just put it that way. You cannot buy them. You got to earn them. You know, they're not available to anybody but our DFAC pros, so that's pretty cool. That's something that's, you know, that we award our DFAC pros. Anita and Jay, the owners of Perfect Fit Gear, those are the exclusive suit sponsors of our DFAC Minnesota shows. They're actually giving every single one of our overall winners a $500 gift certificate for a suit.
My.
And they are, I've known Anita and Jay for, since I've been in the game, and I've always referred all my clients to them because they are truly the best in the industry when it comes to suit design. So they're going to get a $500 gift certificate. Our photographers and videographers, which are, again, some of the best in the industry, Scott Giesler with Liquid Spectrum, which, Kaylin,
yes.
You firsthand experience their photography over at the Mayhem.
I don't
they
want to
are
change
actually,
my profile pic.
I love your profile pic. Any of our listeners, you should already see, you know, you should already be friends with Kaylin on Facebook, but if you're not, check out that Facebook pic. That is not a photo shoot. That's actually a stage pic from the Mayhem. You know,
yes.
Scott Giesler is a genius behind the lens. He is actually providing the photography for the Diva for free. For every single competitor, he is giving back. And that's that's what these events,
Diva,
that's what they're about.
Yes, Diva.
No, it's people raising, we're raising the bar and giving back to the athlete, and that's what this is supposed to be. So Scott Giesler, his idea, he came to me and he said, Leaf, what can I do? We brainstormed a little bit, and he came up and he said, Leaf, I'm going to actually provide show photography for absolutely free. If somebody wants to make a donation, that's great. You know, you pay whatever you can afford, that's what you pay. Even if it's nothing, you should never not be able to have that momentum, that memory of all your hard work on stage. You should never not get that because you couldn't afford it. This sport is expensive. You know, so he's going above and beyond, and he's actually donating all these photos free of charge. He's also providing free videography of the entire event. You know, so every single competitor is going to be able to have a video of their moment, you know, their moment in the spotlight at the Diva. So, and then Fierce Empire, who is, I don't know if you guys are familiar with their work, some amazing photography and videography. They're actually working hand-in-hand with Liquid Spectrum, and they're going to be doing mini photo shoots at the event, once again, free of charge.
Wow, very
so,
good.
Free photos, free videography, free photo shoots. You know, this truly is an event for the athletes.
Mr. Anderson, please have a seat. I can tell you've taken the wrong tablet, and you're doing whatever the hell you want, and it's pissing people off.
And that's the thing, you know, this is the wake-up call our sport needs. It really does, you know, because it's going to force, whether they want it to or not, it's going to force others to, what I'm hoping, it forces others to follow suit. You know, we actually do get from other promoters, unfortunately, some resistance and some negative feedback, you know, people trying to stop us. And I believe, like me alone, I can't do this. And Kaylin, I told you before, the first time that I was on the air, I said, I cannot do this alone. But together, with yourself, with Desiree, with Kimmy down in Chicago, Anthony Pernano, his beautiful wife, Gina, we have Joel Perto in the cities, Ron Anderson, his beautiful wife. We have so many like minds with the same vision and the same heart, all working together. The other amazing promoters, not even just with the D-Fact. Some of my strongest supporters are actually working in other federations. But they're supporting the sport, not just one federation. By all of us working together, I'm telling you, Kaylin, we cannot be stopped. We're unstoppable.
Right.
We're building. We're just starting. We're just building momentum. But as long as the federation, you know, the people that truly are in this for the right reason, no BS, no pride, no greed. We're in this for the athletes. We're unstoppable. You know, and now we're picking up momentum. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was gonna say, you know, when I was down at the world, you know, we were down at the world, and just I'd already chatted with Biggie. We checked a lot. But you know, to get to see somebody in person and to get to see that passion and concern and know that your passion was already there, and then to get to talk to Rich and know that he's ready to make a move. So, you know, like you said, it didn't happen by chance. This was something that everybody wanted, and I hope everybody understands that. When, you know, if you get enough people together of a like mind, it's special, and it also works.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So with
so,
that being
you know,
said, I mean,
no, let me go, because there's something that he's doing, and I hope that like he said, we've got so much riding. You know, like last year was supposed to be bigger than the year before. The year before that was supposed to be big, and it seemed like Leif was saying, it was stalling. It seemed like something was hindering, and then we got the in-house feuding, which was just. It had gotten so bad that, you know, a lot of the top competitors and a lot of the people that were considered the elite competitors had lost a lot of focus and energy. And something like the Minnesota Mayhem was just the kick in the butt to basically make sure everything stayed aligned and well. Because, you know, the one thing that I learned at the Minnesota Mayhem is that you had to win a ticket to get to the world. You can't just, you know, say, well, I got my D-Fact card, my amateur card, so I can go to the show because I'm one of its members. No, you got to earn that spot. And that was big because, you know, it changes the game because then people have to step up theirs on both sides. Like you said, you know, not just the promoters, not just the heads, but the competitors as well.
Yeah, and that's, you know, when it comes to the golden tickets for the, you know, to make it to Worlds, it lights that fire under your ass, you know, and that's the thing. When it comes to the movement of natural bodybuilding, again, not just focused on one federation, but just natural bodybuilding as a whole, you know, every competitor, you have a vote. You have a vote of the direction of the sport's going into, and you know, and you're voting with your feet. Where you go, where you compete, what you support. You know, those decisions are molding the future of natural bodybuilding. You know, and I think for far too long, I think the competitors gave up hope. They were, every year after year, they were beat down. Kaylin, again, being down in the Chicagoland area, not to knock on anybody, but, you know, I would bring my team, you know, a while, years ago, we would come down to Chicago every single year to compete in the Chicago shows. And every year we were treated poorly, and we would complain, but we would still come back every single year.
Yes.
You almost get complacent, or just kind of desensitized to the subpar standard. And I think athletes need to start speaking up. They need to start demanding to be treated better, whether that's reasonable. Again, this sport is expensive. It's a sport like none other, where honestly there is no off season. You know, the gym dues never stop coming. The meals never stop coming. You know, the supplementation, the hard work, the sacrifices that you make day in and day out to be your best, it never stops. It's a 12-month, you know, a 12-month commitment every single year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, with the rising rates, the rising entry fees, the rising membership dues, you know, I think
don't even
that
talk about it.
we it's, I mean, I understand that there's expenses. I mean, I'm a promoter. I understand what the expenses, you know, to have a world-class venue, it's going to cost money. To have top payouts, it's going to cost money. To have, you know, top-notch hardware, it's going to cost money. But I think that the Abbeys are starting to get taken advantage of, you know, being nickel and dimed every single turn. And again, you need to speak up. Know your worth. You know your worth. And I think if the athletes start speaking up, that's how we change the sport for the better. Because if everybody keeps quiet, nothing's going to ever change.
That's true. And you are seeing a lot more of that, I think, coming around, because there are opportunities to have something different, if not better, than what they're seeing, because promoters like you are coming in, doing different things, working on raising the bar. And this isn't something that's by accident. I mean, this is something, as you were saying, it's finally just reached a point, or the boiling point, the tipping point, has gained enough momentum that you're finally able to execute all of the things that you've been wanting to do for, like, you know, the past 4 or 5 years or however long that's been. I mean, there's definitely a method to your madness of all the things that you're putting in place, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is not, I mean, a lot of the, you know, the seemingly new ideas that, you know, that some of the promoters, you know, including myself, are trying to bring to the stage, it's nothing new. You know, these are things that we've been talking about for years and years, and it was just never done. And it took, even like with myself, I'm a new promoter. Last fall's Minnesota Mayhem was my first event. But I had been inspired, you know, going down to events and meeting promoters like Joe and Heather Perez for the Chi-Town Showdown. You know, mm-hmm. It's all these things where it's people that they take a stand. They take a stand and they put the athletes first. And instead of just sitting on your hands hoping people show up for a show and awarding a bowling trophy, you know, they set the new standard. And I'm not competing against the Chi-Town Showdown, and I hope they never, ever, ever think that, but it's going to that show and being, wow, it dropped my jaw, and this is what I want. And it made me mm-hmm. want to be, it actually made me want to be a promoter, not only be a promoter, but bring something better to the stage. You know, and I think that I don't even want to call it a rivalry, because it completely isn't a rivalry, but every time Joe and Heather raise the bar, it makes me want to be a better promoter, and vice versa. And at the end of the day, who wins because of that? The athletes are going to win because of that. Because I'm telling you, from coast, and it's not just the Midwest, it's coast to coast. Another DFAT promoter, Joe Rich and Roman Mendez out in Buffalo, New York.
Yes, Roman.
We talk about it, you know, every single day, and, you know, it's, again, it's that healthy, there's got to be a better word than rivalry, but we always want to raise the bar. We're not winning for us. We're winning for the athlete. Exactly. You know, so the method is it's bigger than one promoter. It's bigger than one show. It's bigger than one federation. The method behind the madness is we're starting a movement. It's a natural bodybuilding movement. And I'm telling you, everybody talks about, you know, with the drama that's going on right now, whether it's the OCB, IFPA, or, you know, any of the inner squabble that we have, people are getting frustrated, and they're talking about, well, just go to the NPC and how dominating, you know, the NPC is because they work together. You look at the numbers. Natural bodybuilding, by sheer numbers, we have the numbers. We just need to start moving in the same, all collectively moving in the same direction. You know, we have the numbers. We reach a bigger public demographic. You know, we have a better public target demographic than enhanced athletes do. We can reach more people. We just need to start collectively moving in the same direction. And we're mm-hmm. getting there. I without a question, wholeheartedly believe we're getting there. Now, I know, especially with kind of the drama as of late, people are once again kind of losing hope and losing sight of the bigger picture. But there's not a doubt in my mind, we're going to make it. We're going to make it, because the more that we move forward, the more positive minds that we bring in, because there are enough purists of the sport that truly believe that natural bodybuilding can make it. We just need to get all those people working together, you know, and slowly but surely we're doing just that.
That's right. And not just, you know, make it, but thrive, because, you know, the biggest thing
Absolutely.
Is, like you said, that if you're asking, and I'm staunchly for this, and so is JB, and we talked about this many times, and I said, you know, why do we sit there and say that, you know, the payouts need to be this, the depth needs to be this? You know, we speak about that, but then we don't speak with our own money, because like you said, if you jump to the NPC, then there goes the money. You know, you can't keep throwing the money away and saying, well, why isn't there money in the storehouse? Because honestly, we fuel ourselves. Like, it used to just, when I was working, I'm dating myself, when I was working at Kmart warehouse, and I would be shocked that people would take their checks, cash them at Kmart, and then go over to Walmart. And I was thinking, you're basically starving yourself. It didn't make sense to me. And I think the same way when I look at the natural bodybuilding community. Why are we paying the NPC for something we say we don't believe in?
See, no, and that's the thing. You know, it's like I said before, every choice that you make as a natural athlete, that's a vote. That's a vote for the future of our sport. And if you're, you know, we look at the numbers, whether it's bikini, whether it's physique, you know, there's so many natural competitors that are choosing to compete in the NPC. And I'll be honest with you, I understand why they originally made that decision, because at the very least, you know that the NPC at least has streamlined the process and shows are typically ran a little bit better than what natural bodybuilding has been known for in the past. But you got to admit, natural bodybuilding now is not the same thing as it was just a few years ago. We have evolved into, we are truly a force to be reckoned with, not only with the competitors' experience, but when it comes to the fan, like what we do for the fans and the spectators. We're having events. I mean, these are truly entertaining events where even if you're not necessarily a bodybuilding fan, and that's one thing that I always try to bring to the stage for our events. I don't care if you're a bodybuilding fan or not. It's a Saturday night. If you're into fitness at all, come to one of the events and you will have the time of your life, because that's what we need to do to reach the masses. What I want to be able to do, my big vision, and I've shared this with you, Caitlin, before, my big vision is to get to a point where we are selling so many tickets. We have so many, Vicky McCann, this is her verbiage, you know, you put the bums in the seats. She's from the UK, so, you know, butts in the seats. If we're selling 2,000.
Coming out of her mouth.
No, but if we're selling 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 tickets for an event, we don't even need to charge entry fees for the competitors anymore. And that's kind of what we need to focus on. And that's what I wish more promoters would kind of shift their attention on. Instead of charging an athlete $200 for an entry fee, and then, I mean, and I hate to even bring this up, but it's on my mind and in my heart.
It is what it is.
Additional $75 for a drug testing fee that probably won't even be sent in. You know, it's because a promoter wants to make money. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with wanting to make money, but not at the expense of the athlete, because that's not what it's supposed to be about. You know, so if you shift, instead of trying to nickel and dime the competitor, and you have to actually shift that into making a better event to have people come and watch. So that's what we should be doing. Because you know what? You can't fit 1,000 people on a stage, but you sure as heck can fit 1,000 people in the audience. So that's what we need to be focused on. Hey, we're a sport. Sport needs fans. And I know in this day and age, fitness, health, nutrition, wellness, it's a huge, huge industry. There's no reason why there should be crickets in the stands. You know, we should be able to fill a venue. I mean, there's no excuse other than just lack of trying. We're not putting enough effort into where the effort needs to be placed.
Well, and you know, some of it, too, just might be a lack of knowledge. I mean, people know how to put on a show. They might not necessarily know how to make it happen in the mind's eye of the public. I mean, advertising and marketing isn't always something that's intuitive. And so it kind of begs the question of, you know, how do you bring the federations around, the promoters around, and maybe get them the support and assistance they need to up their game? I mean, because kind of other than your own network, it seems like, you know, when you become a promoter, you're kind of an island under your own sometimes. So how do where do the resources for the promoters come from?
So I mean, that you actually bring up a great point. And I'm going to use, I mean, just because I've firsthand experienced this, you know, Brian McCabe, who I think you both know, he's a P4P athlete, pro bodybuilder from the Chicagoland area. You know, he's been promoting for, you know, quite some time now. He actually chose to drive up to Minnesota to compete in the Minnesota Mayhem. You know, he's been to shows before. He's experienced shows before, but by firsthand experiencing a show that was fueled by just 100% passion, 100% passion for the athlete, and brought an entertainment value to the stage for the spectators, he fell in love with it. You know, I reached out to Brian, and you know, I was a big fan. I mean, a fan myself. I was a big fan of him being a pro bodybuilder. You know, so I reached out to him, invited him to come compete at the Minnesota Mayhem. We fast forward, you know, a short period of time, and he's actually asking, what can he do to get involved? So he's actually one of our newest DFAC promoters. He's promoting the Windy City Natural right in Chicago, downtown Chicago, August 13th. So it's one of those things, you know, how do you get plugged into, you know, bringing a new standard to the stage? Part of it is come watch a show. You know, you got to take off the blinders and get outside of your comfort zone. You're going to be able to, whether it's ANVF show, an IFPA show, a PNBA show, experience everything that our sport has to offer. And you'll be able to pick, I loved this aspect of this federation. You know what? I really didn't care for this aspect. And piece by piece, looking through the eyes of whether it's an athlete, a coach, a spectator, you know, just a pure fan of sport, mold it into something better. You know, cause, and that's what we need to do. Because bodybuilders, I think by nature, we're creatures of habit. We begin to a rut, and we just continue to do the same thing over and over again. And that's what we're left with is that's where the industry was. We just kept doing things because that's just what we always used to, you know, to do. And we need to we need to grow the sport. We need the sport to evolve. You know, so I think just experiencing and thinking outside of the box, you know, these different approaches to, you know, fill the roster of a competitor list, fill a venue with spectators. We need to broaden the horizons a little bit. So I never imagined when Brian came up to compete at the Mayhem, I never imagined, fast forward a few months, and he would actually be a promoter, you know, a DFAC promoter. But I think that was kind of the wake-up call that, you know, there is something more to this. So, I mean, I cannot wait to go down to the Windy City Naturals August 13th to experience his show. Because, you know what, his show will blow, and this was the point of it, his show will surpass what the Mayhem reached. We always want to raise the bar. We always want to do some strive for better. And you know what? I will be one of Brian's biggest supporters to surpass the Mayhem, because that's what we do. You know, I would never want somebody to, you know, to hold back. I would never want to hold somebody back. You know, I'm going to be his biggest supporter. You know, and I expect the same from him. And he's been one of my biggest supporters. Because like I said, at the end of the day, if we support each other, doesn't matter what show, doesn't matter what federation, if we support the promoters and the people, the individuals that are, you know, placing the athletes first, the sport as a whole will get better.
But we all win. Not just get better.
Exactly.
And, you know, like I said, the purists make the difference because, you know, hangers-on really doing much anyway, and the people that aren't really supportive don't support much anyway. So everything that's in place is done by people that are saying it has to improve or I don't feel like I'm doing my best. Because, you know, it's selfish in a way that's good. Because, you know, it's like, well, how do you – basically how you view yourself is how you're going to view the world. And if you're inspired from, you know, like I said, like you said, we – had some people that were coming together, and it was a collision course, and we wanted better because, you know, we hungered for it because we're saying, if I'm going to be involved in this, it has to improve. But isn't that what everybody was doing with their lives initially? I mean, this, it shouldn't be a surprise that it's happening, but I'm glad that it is. And like you said, it did take some years because we did have to break through some walls. And let's be honest, some people were hurt because they felt, you know, you're attacking me personally instead of attacking the idea of what's going on. And, you know, if people aren't really involved day to day in what they're doing, it might seem that way. Because it seems like, well, okay, then everything they're doing is against me. And, you know, that's a heck of a way to look at life. But I said, if I'm sitting there shopping at Walmart, I'm sure not going against the people that own it. Or if I'm going to shop at Costco, I don't hate the people at Walmart. So, you know, it's like no matter what you do, somebody's going to be offended. But sometimes people just need to move out of the way. And like you said, it had actually gotten to that point where people had basically drawn the line in the sand and saying, you know, almost like Gandalf, and yeah, I'm a nerd, said, you know, you shall not pass.
What? What? All right, carry on.
But I digress because you have so much going on. People can hear us talking about all these shows and say, man, that's so much going on. What the heck? And you still have a wife, a soon-to-be child, you still have clients, you still have, you know, meals and things to prep and everything for yourself. So, you know, where do you find the time?
I think instinctively I want to put up, I'm going to be honest with you, I want to put up a front where I talk about how, you know, where there's a will, there's a way, and you know, I'm strong enough to do this, and but it's difficult. It truly is difficult, and, you know, there isn't enough hours in the day, and I question sometimes, you know, can everything be done? You know, we have an amazing team with Team Classic Physique that I'm a coach with. Love my clients to death, you know, but we have a full load that every weekend, whether if it's not for, you know, DFAC show promotion, I'm traveling the country at client shows, you know, supporting them. You know, I have to spend time with my beautiful wife, which I don't have to. I want to. Steph is my best friend. We have the baby that's going to be here any day now, the show promotions. And at times I think that there isn't enough time. But, you know, I look to what some of my fitness family is doing. I look at a Ron Anderson, for example, what a Joe Perez does with, you know, with his family life, his workload, his show promotion. I look up to those individuals, and that's just two of many individuals that I look up to personally, where they're doing it every day. And I know that by me seeing them be able to do it, I know that it can be done. And if I know that it can be done, I sure as heck, I'm going to do everything in my power to make it happen as well. So, you know, it's, you know, whether it's the fatherhood, whether it's being a husband or whether it's being a promoter, I'm new to all those, you know, those three things. So I look up to the people that are, they're walking the walk and talking the talk right now because they're showing me that it can be done. You know, so I don't have a secret. I don't have a better answer. I look up to the people that are doing it right now and they're doing it without a complaint. And I do the same thing.
Yeah, well, and it's a labor of love. I mean, and it definitely shows. And I think, with this sport, or with any sport, I wanted to say this sport especially, but it's with any sport that you have passion for. Because I can't say that this sport is more difficult than any other sport to that particular athlete. That's why not. But that's what's got to be there. Well, yeah, well, and you just did, and that's cool. I'll let you handle the messages that come in after that. But
it's not like roller derby.
Well, it sure is not. We have to contend with that. And by the way, shout out Junior Roller Derby Nationals. They're coming up soon. Amazing sport. We're gonna have a show on that. Gonna be in Vegas this coming weekend. All right, I'm done with my
show
to mindlessly promote. Now, Totally True is my baby. My oldest daughter is the one that does roller derby. So, anyway, what Kaylin is referencing is I'm out of town this weekend in Vegas. for a roller derby tournament with my oldest daughter. So, amazing sport. That's another topic for another show now. But, you know, I think having that passion and just that love affair is what helps individuals like you, like Ron Anderson and his bodybuilding and his new club and Joe Perez and just anybody out there that's working to make the sport better. That's where your energy comes from. That's how you get it done.
That's right. Oh, that's absolutely right.
So,
but,
so you
and also, you know,
out?
You have to make
ask.
The time. Go ahead, Dan.
I was just going to say, I'm being nosy and asking if they, I was jumping topics, asking if they have a name picked out for the baby, if they're going to share if you have a name until after born.
So as a free going, that was probably one of the
not
biggest
a name
of all the. So to agree on a name was one of the most difficult things to do. You know, and there's a lot of good names that we're kind of tossing back and forth, but like I try to envision, because we're having a little girl, you know, I try to envision picture myself, you know, calling my daughter's name and everything, and it just didn't seem right. But we finally agreed on the name, and that's Addison Lee Anderson. So we're going to call her Addie. So unless something crazy happens between now and when the baby arrives, we're going to have a new little girl named Addie.
Oh,
well, you already got a horse for it to ride.
I know. Moo is. We have a great dame named Moo. She's very excited to be a new big sister. Very excited to see all these toys coming in, but a little disappointed that none of them are for her yet. So that'll be an interesting dynamic, trying to keep the dog, you know, Moo's toys and baby toys separate. But we'll see.
You're gonna love watching her chew on Moo's toys.
It'll definitely be good.
You know, one thing we've been a little remiss on, because we've talked about dates for the Diva Classic that's coming up this weekend. We talked about a date for the ESAC USA Championship, June 11th. We did not talk about a date for Minnesota Mayhem.
All right, so Minnesota Mayhem.
Get that on the calendar.
Get that on the calendar. That's one of the things that I found difficult. Where, you know, last season, all my sites, Minnesota Mayhem. You know, so we capped that number at the entries for the Minnesota Mayhem last season at 150, and we actually hit our cap, months in advance. Because that's all I had to focus on, though, was just that one single show. I found with multiple show promotions, it's a little bit more difficult to plan ahead. I mean, to truly give each show the time and attention that it deserves. But, you know, step one, we get the Diva under our belt. June 11th is the DPAC USA's. That's rocking and rolling. We're actually projecting that to be the largest amateur Nacho bodybuilding show in Minnesota history, the very first year. That's what our projection is. You know, I'm really hoping for 300 plus athletes at that event. October 1st, we have our Minnesota Mayhem. We are going to cap that show at 200 competitors. You know, the first season was 150. That ran very, very well. I think I can accommodate 50 more competitors. We're going to cap that at 200 competitors. October 1st, so we're kind of under crunch time where, you know, I hope that competitors start putting that on the calendar. We raised the prize money for our pros an additional $5,000. So
Wow.
$15,000.
Hey, hold on, Lee. Hold on. Because, you know, I hope people understand when you say the cutoff, you're not joking about that.
No. It's unfortunate. It's a very awkward conversation to have when somebody shows interest in your show and reaches out to try to register, and I have to turn them away. But it's necessary. Where the whole the foundation of what our show was built off of was quality over quantity. And I don't want to compromise. I don't care where you place. If you step on my stage at any of our shows, I want you to feel like you were the star, that you were the champion, no matter where you place. All that time and effort goes into your prep, And I think it's a slap in the face to only get a few moments in that spotlight. Not only slap in your face, but the friends and family that came to support you, they come to the night show and they watch. You do a couple turns and then you get shuttled off the stage like they're herding cattle. You know, so I think it's great that we have the numbers that we do, but I will never compromise the integrity of the show just to get more entries. So our cap is our cap. We don't move it to 203, to 201, to 220. We're capping it at 200, and that's including the pros. And I think our pro turnout is going to be just because of the prize money. I think we're going to hit our cap sooner rather than later. But it's 200 competitors. Once that's done, it's done. We're simple. I would love for, you know, if you miss that cap where you can't register as an athlete, please come out and support the show as a fan. You know, because I'm telling you, the fan experience is just as enjoyable as a competitor experience.
Yes,
so, you know, no matter what role you play in that show, a spectator or a competitor, you know, I can promise you that it's going to be an event to remember. But yeah, that's 200 competitors.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. $15,000 split equally between men's bodybuilding and women's bodybuilding, which I believe I haven't fact checked here, so you know, don't quote me on this, but I believe that's going to be one of the highest women's bodybuilding payouts in the country. But again,
cool.
With all of our shows, I don't care if it's bikini or whether it's bodybuilding, I will always pay our pros equally.
I have to jump in for a second and just show appreciation for that, because that's not normal. And as
no.
a female competitor, don't think we don't notice that we get the shorter end of the stick on the payout. And
we
haven't even competed in a pro show yet, but we do. I mean, and it's just like, you know, everyday life. They talk about the difference between, you know, you take a female VP and you take a male VP. Who's making more money? It's obvious.
Yeah.
So you take two pros in most federations, one's male, one's female, they're both in bodybuilding, but who's getting the bigger payout? So
exactly.
I would say, hats off to you for that. Thank you.
See, and that's something, you know, and that's an idea where, I mean, I agree with that. I mean, from the deepest, you know, from the core of my heart, that was actually Vicky McCann, you know, one of the founders of the DFAC, where she believed in equal payouts. You know, being a women's bodybuilder herself, that was something that she instilled in the DFAC promoters. Another thing is, and this is one thing where, I mean, as a coach, bringing my pros to shows where they're investing blood, sweat, tears, and money into these shows, you know, with, you know, payouts that are listed on a poster, but evidently not enough pros show up and they get robbed, literally robbed of a payout because there was only four competitors.
Mm-hmm.
So because
I've
of that, that's another thing. I will never, ever, if I can't get enough competitors in a class, that's my fault. As a promoter, I will take 100% responsibility for that. And I will never not pay a pro because I couldn't get enough pros. So all my payouts, 100% guaranteed. There's never – you as a pro, as a competitor, you never have to worry, well, I don't want to enter the show because, you know, granted, it says that it's $15,000, but I don't know if I'm going to get paid. If there's one person that shows up, that one person is going to get a heck of a paycheck. Because at the end of the day, it's you're a professional athlete, and that's another wake up call that I wanted to give our industry. These are professional athletes. Start treating your pros like pros. And I understand it's expensive, and I understand that it takes effort. But we're promoters. This is what we're supposed to do. Treat your pros like pros. Because we are unlike any other sport where, you know what, there's a lot of great federations out there, and there is a lot of great promoters out there. So I don't want to be, you know, getting down on everybody, because that's completely not the case. But a lot of these shows, we treat our pros like dirt. You know, they don't get on stage until 11:30 at night, and they're lucky to get, you know, a payout. You know, and that has to change. We need to start treating all our athletes, but especially our pros, better. You know, they pay more for their entry fees. They've paid their dues. You know, they've moved up the ranks.
Yes.
Start treating them like professional athletes. So that's one of the things where, you know, equal payouts for all our pro classes, guaranteed payouts, because that's what they deserve. And you know, I knew that I was going to increase the payouts from last year's Mayhem. And I reached out because, again, you know, it's I can't make these decisions alone. You know, the decisions that we make for any of our events, it's collective. I reached out to Cliff Wilson and his entire team because he has a very large team, and you know, I consider Cliff a friend. And I kind of picked his brain a little bit of what we should do. You know, should I, you know, with an increased payout, you know, should we just increase the top three payouts? You know, because I thought, in my mind, I thought, you know, if we can write a check to, you know, for $7,500 to, you know, one individual, that would be a great idea. But this was an overwhelming, you know, almost a unanimous decision. They actually said, it's not about the money. We actually just want, I mean, because they actually encouraged me, have classes, have more weight classes, more opportunities for mm-hmm. payouts, as opposed to fewer payouts, but larger. So what we did at the Mayhem was we actually have, for men and women, three weight classes, lightweight, middleweight, heavyweight. Top three in each class is going to get a payout, and the overall winner for each division gets a bonus check of $3,000. So,
whoa.
You know, and it's
Diva
and that
dead.
Was
Diva
you know,
dead.
We were,
come on.
We listened to the athletes. That's what the athletes wanted, so that's what we did. What's that?
No, I was telling Diva dead she better have her glutey booty up on that stage for one of your shows.
There you go. But like I said, anytime that you, if you want to pull the trigger, we'll make it happen, Desiree.
Yep. I'm listening. Don't think I'm not. In fact, I'm looking at the DFAC USA championship site right now. Not that I'll be ready to compete, but I've already committed to making a road trip. I've invited people to come with me, so I'm on it.
There you go. Yeah, I'm really excited for the USAs. We have, you know, for those that are familiar with the Minnesota area, we're actually in the XL Energy Complex, and that's where the Wild hockey team plays. It's truly a world-class venue. You know, I understand
there's no
fun involved to have. Exactly. But, no, it's worth the investment. You know, to have, you know, again, treating this like a sport. You know, it's just kind of...
Because
it gets me,
especially.
You know, when we see these shows that are in elementary schools or junior highs or high schools, and granted, there are some amazing high schools, you know, and auditoriums and theaters and stuff, but, you know, I want to have us, you know, collectively as a sport of natural bodybuilding, let's not cut corners. I mean,
mm-hmm.
no matter what it is, what I want, and this is my challenge to the entire industry, and myself included, whatever you do, ask yourself, is that the best that I can do? And if the answer is yes, then that's great. But if at the end of the day, you were cutting corners to maybe make a few extra dollars, I think you need to reevaluate actually what you're doing. Because this is something that we did because we loved. I don't know, nobody started, you know, whether you started bodybuilding or promoting bodybuilding, I highly doubt you got in for the money. So if over the years, if you were desensitized and you start cutting corners just to make a few extra dollars or to make this easier for yourself, you know what? Do the sport. I don't mean to sound harsh.
No, you're not. I know what you're
going
with this. Let me say it. No.
Thank you.
Get the hell out of the way. I know what you're about to say.
Bingo.
I'll say it for you. Get the hell out, because honestly, that's what's been limiting everything that should be progressing. It's the people that, you know, dig into the trenches and saying, I'm making my stand on ignorance, because that's all it is. If there's, I mean, I can't imagine, okay, you know, and I hope I don't offend anyone, but this is what I was taught in school, and, you know, I was taught this by, in Sunday school, and I was taught this by one of the preachers doing Bible study, and he said, anything that ceases to progress in life is retarded. And he was saying it because he said he didn't want anybody in the viewing or listening area to be a retarded Christian. And I said, what do you even mean by that? Because, you know, he said, the only way you can be a retired Christian is if you're dead. And I said, if we're talking about a 12-month process of constantly improving your body, whether it be in season or out of season, how do you sit there and limit that in any way, shape, or form? And the only people that would be willing to do that are the ones that are already taking shortcuts, that are already shortchanging themselves. So why wouldn't they do it to others?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Exactly. And the thing is, change starts now. You know, it's, you always, the past is in the past. Every single show, every single promoter, change starts now. Moving forward, like I said, if you're not going to progress, get the hell out of the way. And it's the truth. And it starts now. What I would love to do is, you know, if we can just create awareness, because a lot of people, they become complacent and they don't even notice it anymore. They don't notice that they're just settling for mediocrity. The thing is, this is not just affecting you. This is affecting every single competitor that steps on your stage. You know, so it's moving forward. If you don't have that fire in your belly anymore, you know what? Do yourself and the industry a favor and just get out of the way. Because I'm telling you, Kaylin, the sport is changing. Natural bodybuilding is, we're not even close to where we have the potential to be, but we're picking up momentum. And we can't be stopped. We cannot be stopped. I know it. Yeah. I know it.
Well, and one of the benefits, and this is going to segue straight into our supplement spot. One of the best benefits is, like you said, with, you know, not just in promoters coming together with other promoters from other organizations, you also have minds that are gifted and have done the studies, have done the schoolwork, and have done the certifications on the nutrition side, the fitness side. You know, Chad, one of our guys, is just him and Joe Manning are just you know, phenomenal in what they do. And there's plenty more out there, but they're actually giving true science and true nutrition and true coaching. And one of those things, you know, is supplementation segue. And we go into ours, which is glutamate, because a lot of people don't know these little things that you're missing make a world of difference in your prep. And I'd like you to just touch on the glutamine benefits and how they actually help a competitor during the waning days of the prep. Did I lose?
Is that for Desiree or myself?
No, that's
for you. That's for you. That's for you.
we just listen.
No, you know, with glutamine, that's one of the foundational supplements that in this day and age, everybody wants something exotic, a lot of smoke and mirrors, a lot of flash, and glutamine, you know, kind of falls by the wayside now, where you can't. It's still around for a reason. You know, and especially for a dieting athlete, one of the most common things that happen when we're deep in the prep, we end up getting sick. You know, glutamine supplementation is one of those supplements that really does wonders to support a healthy immune system. So just that in and of itself, you know, is worth. And glutamine is not, you're not going to spend $75 a month on your glutamine. And I think a lot of people, they think, they overlook it because it's so affordable. And especially if you look at like the PFP line, you know, it's such an affordable supplement. They think, well, you know, I want to get the latest testosterone booster, you know, instead. And you need the foundation, you know, and because that's what's going to build a physique. It's not, are you going to be able to feel it after one dose? Absolutely not. But having a staple of your, a staple of your plan over time, over your prep, that in itself makes a difference. You know, when it comes to growth hormone output, digestional health, immune system support, recovery, it's key in recovery. You know, kind of the list goes on and on and on because, again, it's one of those foundational supplements that it does so much. You know, so it's one of those things where it really should be a staple of anybody, whether you're prepping or not, a staple in your nutritional supplementation protocol.
Thanks a lot, Lee. Dez, you want to take us home?
Well, I will be more than happy to take us home. And you know what, Lee? I mean,
you
already acknowledged so many folks at the beginning of the show, especially your sponsors for your shows coming up, the Diva Classic, but just want to give you the opportunity if there's anybody else that you want to give a quick shout out to, an accolade before we end, feel free.
Well, obviously I have to give a shout out to my wife who makes all of this happen. yeah, it's,
it, you know, especially with her current state of being, like I said, 9 months pregnant, she's been a trooper, and there's no way that I can do this without her. You know, our amazing sponsors with the Diva Classic, because it's them stepping up that allows us to give back so much. Joel Perto, who lives 2.5 hours south of me, you know, he has been an integral part of all our DFAT Minnesota events. Could not do this without him. You know, he's my brother. You know, he's my brother. Absolutely love him. You know, Ron Anderson, all of his support with all our events, and his support personally too. You know, I reach out to him for advice, not only being, again, a husband and a new father. You know, it's, I think,
multi-pad
guidance. Exactly. I mean, anytime he's always awake. He's always awake. So he's my inspiration to kind of be all gas, no brakes. You know, on the sponsor, P4P, thank you so much for all your support with all our events, not only when it comes to, you know, sponsoring the event like the Diva. They're having the P4P booth. They're having the smoothie booth. So I'm going to have to try to pry myself away from them to actually get my work done at the Diva, because I've heard rave reviews about those smoothies that they're serving at the booth. But yeah, I want to thank the industry. Everybody that has supported our shows, from my heart, thank you. Because it's because of that support we're able to do what we do and set the new standard of natural bodybuilding. So thank you.
Well, and Leif, I just want to say thank you. If there was a love button I could hit for the show tonight, I would hit it twice.
The love button.
The love button. Don't worry, Stephanie. This is a totally, you know, cerebral type of loving the energy and just what you guys are doing as a team and as a federation.
No bromo.
Great
there
stuff.
You go. Yeah, she's no bromo.
All right. With that, I think it's just time to say goodnight. Steve, thanks again for joining us on the show. We've loved having you. And I definitely, you know, one of the things I want to talk about tonight, and I hope we can have Stephanie on sometime, because I think it's going to be a very interesting topic, but you as a trainer, and then also she through her own experience, just talking about pregnancy and training and the nuances of those things that go along with it, and that you can still do it successfully and safely, and, you know, message I definitely want to get out there to our folks. So hopefully we'll get a chance to have both of you on where we can hit on that.
Let's put it on the calendar. We'd love to.
All right. Awesome. So with that, on behalf of myself, Kaylin, Leif, P4P Muscle, DFAC, your body is a temple.
Good
so let's build it.